This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, all the places I've been and all the things that I've seen. So how the fuck I stay focused? I do the blood in my jeans. It's getting cold in these streets. Yeah, just as cold as my heart is. I ain't trying to get drawn out, but if I rise it, I'll clout it. Like, I just might do the 20. But if it's all getting left and if I get hit, just pour me that Henny. My niggas rise up like semi and tell my kids that I'm sorry, but never die for a friend. Yeah, usually I'm on 6 or 7. On my life, I'm on 10. Yeah, all the pain that I'm left and all the days that I'm stressed. If me and her are not cool, don't say no shit to my ex. Don't let the phony show love. Don't let him claim me no nah. Cause once I rise up like something, I'm spazzing out, I go nuts. And I'll do 25. Thinking fuck, I'll do the 25.
How long have you known me for? Furthermore, where you know me from? You ever come around old friends and growth made you feel like you don't belong? Like, conversation ain't flowing. You contemplating on going. Cause you're gonna feel fake when you do all the broing. I'm like the kid you ain't seen in a while. I haven't stopped growing. We was in the same boat back then. But that man stopped rowing. Now it's all about streaming. A million streams first week of releasing. I'm still swimming in dangerous waters. I'm breaststroking the deep end. I remember sidewinding an ocean. This wasn't my moment. I was backstage, Titanic survivor, floating. I came from the pirates. Before the black beard, I was tyrant. Literally. You new bloggers weren't there. How you trying to rewrite history? I'm tired with some lifers. I'm lying to man for the liker. Saying nothing ain't popping out here. And really, my life is exciting. I don't want to sound like I'm stunting on man, so I'm playing it down. You know when the voice is minus the hyping. Minus the hyping. Like, yeah, fam, cool, everything's alright.
25. Thinking fuck, I'll do the 25. They keep telling me to let it slide. Guess they gon' wait until somebody dies. They say, gee, I miss the old you. The shit they say when they don't know you. All the things I try to show you. One day I'll tell you that I told you.
Yeah. Sacrifices. Can have good kids covered in black disguises. So many bros set to survival mode. They've almost forgot how to react to kindness. The vulnerability don't match environment. Young boys planning escape routes on bait moves. All because some of them lack the guidance. Snap quicker than a nigga can react to lightning lights.
Cause Jono, Jono.
Mom's bank balance can't go back to minus. Narcotics to relax the mind with no cap, no dad provided. No positive energies that a man's aligned with. No obvious memory, so it's back to violence. Back inside himself, back to silence. All before
25. Thinking fuck, I'll do the 25. They keep telling me to let it slide. Guess they gon' wait until somebody dies. They say, gee, I miss the old you. The shit they say when they don't know you. All the things I try to show you. One day I'll tell you that I told you.
Kicking off the show with the 25 remix featuring Getz, Shay Lingo and Giovanni, and that's by Reels. Were you saying that?
No, it's 25. You said, did you say 23rd remix?
No, the 25
remix.
Oh,
I thought you said 23rd, sorry.
Big tune.
I remember saying 25, but would anyone care to...
No, I think it deserves a 23rd remix of the song.
Yeah, true. True. If you could make 23 remixes of the song,
I could do that.
Gone,
I could do
what
that in 30 minutes.
On I'd all put, 23 versions.
Number one, I'd put you.
Right.
Number two, I'd put Marcel. Number three, I would put Killer Keller.
Yeah.
Number four, God, so many. I'd put Shiesty.
Yeah.
I'm only putting one. I'm not having lots
one
of people.
Per
I'm actually, I can't do. I'm 23. There, okay.
Brilliant.
That's enough amount. I mean, I've got lots of other people, but.
Okay, so you've only got 5 remixes there.
I've got some more though.
Okay. Well, we've got various guests coming onto the show. Some of them have already been mentioned by Nat. Killer Keller's coming in to catch up with us today, and also Noel and Andres. from Damage, legendary R&B, UK R&B group Damage. Two members are coming in to chat to us. We're going to have a packed show. We got games, we got chat, got games.
Yes, I know. We do.
That's what I'm most excited about.
I know,
obviously.
You are. Two, as always.
Mm. But today is a different show because I have a special guest co-host instead of Marcel.
Hello.
And it's the one and only Dan Masaku.
Hello.
How are you doing, my brother?
Very well.
Do you know what? Yeah, we've got to give him a strip.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A spirited applause.
Thank
Sorry.
You. Do you know, it's quite funny. I always get introduced not by my name, but Dan from the Circle. I'm just Dan from the Circle. Even my mum calls me that now. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, for
I ain't got a name. I ain't even got a second name.
If you
name.
Say it really quickly, Dan from the Circle and Dan Masaku sound similar.
Pretty close.
You know what I mean?
Pretty close.
Dan Masaku. Dan from the Circle? Yeah. That guy. It is Masaku, not Masaku. Have I said it?
I say Masaku. I mean, other Nigerians might tell me that I'm pronouncing my surname incorrectly, but hey, it's mine. Yeah, so I'll do
exactly. Potato, potato.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't
you
think
know
you
mean?
Can be told that you're saying your name wrong. If
yeah,
it's
exactly.
your name, you're like, that's how I say
that's how
it.
I like to say it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. I think I think that the ones that came before you definitely have an angle, though, if they want to argue, kind of.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
But.
If they're like, we gave you that name.
Yeah, true. But no, usually the people that are correcting me are like just any old
oh,
Nigerians.
Oh, yeah, of course. Any old Nigerians. I love that. You've been up to quite a bit since we last saw you. You last time we spoke, you were a guest on the show.
That's right. Yeah,
talking about the Circle.
That's true. I think it came with Alex as well at the time.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You've been up to a lot since then.
I've been busy. Been trying to keep busy anyway. Mm. Yeah. I've done all sorts. I worked with Pure Gym.
Yeah.
I featured on one of their campaigns and I was on their adverts. That was pushed quite heavily by them. That was really fun, really enjoyable. I trained with an Olympic athlete for their advert. I've done like ads with like Heineken and all sorts of different brands, which has been quite interesting. It's just been a really interesting experience. I've been invited to loads of events and all the rest of it, which is kind of strange because I still see myself as just, well, I am. I'm just a really just normal person. But now, as a result of a platform, which has come as a result of doing just a show, my life has changed since that point onwards.
Yeah.
So my job is a little bit more unconventional, which is it's kind of fun. It's been more fun.
Mm.
You have a lot of unpredictable kind of moments, don't you? I suppose when you get into the lifestyle that you
yeah, because
right?
I didn't I. W- maybe naively for looking back, but I didn't have any sort of preconceptions as to what would happen after the show. Do you know what I mean? I didn't think, okay, I'm going to do this and then this will happen, then I can do this.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, it was suggested to me like, oh, we're doing a social experiment. I was like, oh yeah, it sounds cool. There wasn't really anything after that, but it's been really nice to actually experience that. And I still get literally stopped on the street daily, which is kind of weird to me still, but it's really enjoyable. It's positive for sure.
Cool. And obviously you've reached the upper echelons of celebrity. Like Natalie gets stopped on the street daily. It's being the biggest celebrity.
For directions, yeah.
For directions.
Not for any other reason. Let's not pretend. Yeah. But yeah, no, that's nice. Well, also, when Dan came in earlier, he thought we were stalking him because he was like, how on earth do you know what I've been doing? I was like, because obviously we like a catch-up via social
media. Yeah, exactly.
And so we know that you watched Avengers Endgame in an empty cinema, Dan.
Yeah. How is that possible?
Listen. Oh, my God. This is a story, right? And I literally took all my followers through this story and they'll know it already if they're listening. But it must have been... I didn't even know the film come out.
Right.
Forgive me. I am an Avengers fan. Yeah. I've seen every single last film, but... I'm not like one of them guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it comes out, I see the advert, I'll be like, oh, sick, obviously, I'll go watch it. You hear the bubbling on social media, but I'm not the guy that's like, that's the date, I'm going on the date. Do you know what I mean? I'm not that guy. So it came out now. Obviously, it's been out for a couple of days. I think it came out maybe Wednesday or Thursday last week, innit?
Yeah, something like that. Towards the end of last week,
midweek kind of thing, yeah. So it must have got to like Saturday, and I don't have like a conventional job, so I am about, I could have gone on the opening day. I don't know what I was doing, I can't remember, but. It just got to Saturday and I was like, oh, do you know what? I ain't really got much to do today. Let me just go out and watch the film.
Yeah.
A bit of a lazy one. I got up like probably midday and just thought, oh, I'll just stroll down to my local cinema and go watch it.
Mm.
Pack out, zoo, just ram everywhere. Yeah. People were just, kids there. Like, obviously, it's the first weekend. I was being dumb. I didn't think ahead. Mm. I just thought, I just go to my cinema. It's my local cinema. I've been there loads of times.
How busy can it get?
Yeah, how busy can it be? And I went there probably about half an hour before, went to buy a ticket, got right, waited to get to the front of the queue. Got to the front of the queue, sold out. Oh. I was like, wow. And then they were like, I was like, what about the next screening, which was like hours time? Sold out. Next one, sold out. Like, it was sold out for the rest of the day. I think the last screening was like 11:30, sold out. Oh. I was like, wow, okay. Come back.
Well, 11:30 is Diet Coke break, isn't it? So everyone goes.
I don't even, I hate shopping online. I hate buying things online. So I like to go to the place and then buy the ticket and just do the thing.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh, you've got to go online. Da, da, da. And I thought, you know what? Let me just leave it. So on Sunday, I just left it. I thought, Monday I'll go, midday, where everyone's at work and school or whatever. So I went there. There must have been about 15 people in the whole cinema.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it, man.
I won't spoil it for you.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Because you are trying to avoid spoilers.
I don't even know how you're doing that. Really and truly. That's why I had to watch it, because they were just posting a thing anyhow, and I was like...
I can't get mad at people that give spoilers out, though, innit?
You often give spoilers. And you don't
just
care.
Just to be a dick, sometimes I do give out spoilers. Yeah. So, karma, innit? I can't be mad if someone does it and I stumble across one.
So but you don't know that they all die, then?
Well, the thing is, I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say they're already dead. That's the thing.
I don't ever verify spoilers. Do you know what I mean? So if I think I've seen a spoiler, I'm just like, well,
it might not be true.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. They're just writing anything. So you know, they don't affect me. And then if that thing happens to happen, then fuck it. You know.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed myself. I've been entertained up until that point.
Do you like the Avengers like series?
I do. Yeah. I think I've seen most of them. I don't think I've seen all of them.
That's the best. I know this is probably a bold statement, but I think that's the best film I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Endgame.
Yeah.
Fair play.
I'm not like an emotional person at all.
Yeah.
I don't get like teary eyed in cinemas and that. Literally took me through every emotion. Like I was. Got shivers on like my neck from like watching some of the scenes. I won't spoil it for you, but for me, that film is sick. It's like different.
What types of films? What is your genre? The film that you
I would say action movies are my genre, 100%. Yeah, but I mean, I watch everything. I love a thriller, guilty pleasure, a little rom com every now and then.
I don't think it's guilty.
No.
I watch it on my ones though. I don't even need my girl there.
That's fine, yeah.
Honestly, I do love an enjoyable rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I also like watching films by myself, because if someone talks, it gets on my nerves. 100%. So I'm just like, I'd rather watch a film.
I was planning to go and see Endgame.
I watched it on my own. That's my point. Yeah, I watched it on my own. Hmm. So, and that's the thing I was trying to... With Endgame and the films like that, you have to take someone that kind of knows the series, because in reality, Endgame, despite the fact that I heard it grossed like over $1 million in the first weekend, by the way, which is a billion in the first weekend.
I was going to say $1 million.
Million ain't much.
They set the bar low for that film, didn't they?
But I was trying to find someone to go with, and I couldn't find anyone to go with, because Endgame is really like the end chapter to like 15 films previous, like not even just Avengers, but Spider-Man, Iron Man 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah.
What's it, Mr. Doctor, what's his name? Doctor Strange, of them. So
that Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, so you kind of have to watch or at least have some sort of idea as to everyone, who everyone is. Yeah.
Endgame got more 1.2 billion in just 5 days. 1.2 billion.
Damn.
Mad team.
Yeah.
Damn. Quick, almost as quickly as as Notre Dame.
What, Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Made a billion almost as quickly as Notre Dame
Cathedral. For the repair of it.
That should be in the film charts. Notre Dame Cathedral. highest grossing things this week. Notre Dame Cathedral.
There are a lot of people upset about that, man.
Yeah,
of course. You know,
it's one of, them tricky
it's
ones,
one of those
it?
Things. It is one of those things, isn't it? You know, those. I'm pretty sure those same people that donated to Rotterdam Cathedral, Notre Dame Cathedral, I'm pretty sure that they've been philanthropic.
Yeah, throughout their lifetime. Not just the
you
thing.
You can't.
Yeah, just you decide, can't, wake up. You can't wake up and decide, be like, oh, I'm going to give to this one
exactly,
just for no reason because you saw it on Twitter. Yeah, like, it don't work like that.
And so, kind of, I think people like linking them directly to other travesties
events
that have happened around the world.
It's a bit unfair.
Yeah, it is a little bit unfair. And it's complicated. It's so much more complex than that, you know. Oh, you saved
it's crazy
down.
Isn't it? Charity is a bit of a mad one for me, because you can't do, if you do something nice and someone believes you haven't done enough of the nicety, or that you presented the, or you've presented it in a way in which you're only being nice to try and get gratification from it from other people, or you're giving this to this charity and not that charity. Like, bro, I'm just trying to be a nice guy. Do you know what I mean? What do you want me to do?
The people that then say, "Oh, you've done something nice," but I think it's disgusting that we have to know about it. You should just donate it and not make it about you.
I don't like the people that kind of do that poverty porn, though. I'm not going to lie. The people that kind of but go you around could tell, these though. Little videos of them giving money to homeless people.
Right. I get what you're saying there.
I don't like the type of poverty porn where people go over to, you know, there was the recent fucking hoo-ha between Comic Relief and
with Stacey Dooley
and all these other people involved, and I've never really liked that type of
the sort videos, of
parading
that, yeah,
people
yeah.
around and going, you know, these people are boring. Just for years and years and years, that just gave people the impression that African people of African descent were poor. If they lived in Africa,
flies
they
on
were
their face. All the adverts and that. Exactly. The only time they ever want to put black people on TV like that is when they got flies on their face.
Perpetuating that image, right? You know, and then there's very many layers, like. You know, and in fact, very many other strands of poverty as well, and people. I just don't think that they deserve to be sort of paraded
and I suppose that's in front of people. Because of the world we live in now, it's very easy to get clout from doing something like
Absolutely.
That. You know, instantly as soon as you put it on, people are going to be like, "Oh my god, that's so kind of you." But I am conscious of it, and if I do my charity, I do it in my
the feeling
private,
of the feeling's enough. You know, the feeling of doing something nice. Yeah. Enough.
That's supposed to be your reward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not for clout.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, well, let's get into another
But
song.
Then again, sorry,
no,
just
go
to, on that
no,
subject.
Go on.
Then again, the person is still getting the benefit from it. So that's why
it's the donation of the money.
Do you know what I mean? That's why it's kind of difficult for me, because at the same time, yes, you're doing it for clout and you're probably a bit of a dickhead.
Mm. Yeah, of course. Someone gets something out of it, but at the same time, like, they've been forced to kind of make a trade now, you know?
They're
just homeless and poor, sure. right? Yeah. They're just homeless and poor, minding their own business, And you give them right? Okay, cool, they've managed to get a sandwich or whatever they're going to buy with it. I'm not making any judgments on anything. Yeah. Whatever they're going to buy with it, they've got that moment of pleasure or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you have got, like, without their consent, really, this
cinema,
this visual,
this
fucking promotional tool, almost
of yourself,
of yourself being benevolent,
on.
And I think the two are outweighed.
On the poor person,
I guess, for £2, you know,
yeah.
You got all that for £2, you know. Do you know how much PR you'd have to spend?
How much you'd
have to spend on PR to get to them levels?
But then again, the poor person would just. I know what you're saying, but I suppose if you explain to the person.
Well, I don't think it's rarely the person that's got the donation that complains. It's other people that complain about you posting something or doing the video. I think the people that receive it.
And that's another thing. That makes it even worse, because now this poor person's got all these people arguing over them.
Yeah.
And they're not.
They're just trying to live their life.
They're just trying to live their life. They might not even be aware that they are the subject of.
If you
explained
it to them.
If
you explained it to them, they might have a different. Yeah. They might feel differently about it.
Yeah. It is a mad one.
It is. Let's get into a song, and then I think we should let the games begin.
Yes.
Where my money at, man?
Oh, you know,
where my money at, man?
Oh, you money, man.
Where my money?
You told me, man. Hey, man, how about this?
How about what?
Your money.
Let go.
Everybody in this motherfucker. Y'all ain't back me.
Check.
Town.
Oh, shit.
All right.
That was excellent. How did you learn?
If you don't like Drew, then you don't like Drew.
I'm old.
Get him. I don't goof around in a soundproof booth. I need the crown like your brown tooth. Oof. They try and fool the youth. I don't salute the anthems like Mahmoud Abdul Raouf.
Peace, God.
Here's a nugget from a king, the real thing, not a puppet on a string. Be mindful with the luggage that you bring.
Okay.
We're going on that flight, my drool. Act right, leave the drama behind and pack light.
Aight.
Though I spit it for the cats who never leave a building.
Tell them.
Can have a broken arm, they still sling. Paralyzed, no filler from the waist down. Still make sales, really willing and dealing.
Listen.
Fuck Clyde Frazier if you really wanna see a fly blazer. Color cream and mocha like poker high razor. Wig smoker with the laser. Headshots won't graze ya. Stay low, kept firing since I had a sidekick and a razor. Where the hell have you been? Got props from Face Mob and a dude who made only built for Cuban links in the same week. What? Ain't nothing you can tell me. Nah. I've been the truth, they just want someone cuter. Herbs only tough on phones or a computer. Hide behind a screen like a spot up shooter. Your biggest haters, closeted fans. Online talking shit with no face like the N1 man. I got a bar for every cat that got crossed by hot sauce. Sound better when it's not forced. Clowns mad I wouldn't get on they song calling me uppity. I just need that bag first like a cup of tea. Same lames who wasn't trying to fuck with me started hanging on when they see my trajectory moving upwardly. Think they gon' be by my side popping bubbly. Here's a cookie my drool, you at the double tree. While I'm kicking back as the plot thicken. Money machine clicking, call that robot chicken. Making waves where adults swim. Y'all in the kiddie pool. Straight Mr. T, I pity the fool. Who don't feel me though I'm stamped certified. Why's that? Well, some people prefer to lie. Run from the facts, cause that shit is hideous. Choosing to live in the constant state of delusion. Hence all the garbage and high prevalence. We celebrate mediocrity, petrified by excellence.
That's Ugly Truth by your old Droog. Another boom selection from Natalie Dea. You got the silky jacket on, I know it's game time.
It's also summer. Yeah, jackets on. Summer games. Let's go for the games. Okay, so Dan, as we know, you're on a show called The Circle. In fact, what we know is your surname is from The Circle. So,
of course.
So sometimes.
Am I on? I can't hear myself.
See,
can you hear me?
Your headphones are too loud and now you're too quiet. I'm going to have to split the difference here and turn up a little bit.
That's cool.
Okay, that's cool.
That's better. Sometimes when you're a bit tipsy, the room spins. A spin is a circle, right?
Yeah,
often.
See, I did that. I'm going to play you some booze theme songs.
Yep.
I just want you to tell me whether each song has a higher or lower amount of YouTube views than the one played before. Ooh. I think write it down. Let's get competitive.
Okay, cool. I like this game already.
Great. All
sounds
right.
Sounds good.
So we're going to start with.
Falling down the street, smoking rainbows, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Just as a guess, how many millions of views do you think that had on? There's no points here, but just have a guess and you can have a ballpark.
85 million.
Jesus Christ, you're right. Completely right.
On the nose.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I didn't even get to guess.
That is sick.
I feel good for you in this game, Dan. I think it's going
to
go
well. Do you know
what
it is? Every time I watch anything on YouTube ever in my entire life, I look at the views.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we do
I've
that.
I've not listened to this song probably in the last year, but
very good.
Just,
okay, yeah,
it's become
right.
Human nature.
85 million. Okay, so I'm going to give points.
Do I not get to guess?
Wait, I've just said it. It is 85 million. What?
I'm joking.
You have a guess. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go 86 million.
No, sorry, it's 85. Dan wins. Okay, so that is 85 million. Write down if you think higher or lower. And also, clearly, have a guess at the amount as well, because you might well win this, Dan. And you might do, Michael. So that was 85 million for gin and juice, but...
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to beat me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Tub Thumping.
What's the song?
It's called Tub Thumping. Because of course in the song they go, I had a whiskey drink, I had a cider drink, I had a drink to da 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 da. So write
why
down.
Why is it called Tub Thumping?
I don't know. We will look at that. That's weird.
So
what's that mean?
We're going higher or lower, yeah.
Yeah. Write it down and also have a guess if you think how much higher or lower. Give me a figure, and I will look up what Tub Thumping means. Maybe it's a made up word.
Tub thumping
meaning. I'm gonna look. That was a big song.
It was a huge song.
Chumbawamba, of course, famously threw that. Would they throw a bucket of water over? Was it John Prescott or the Brit Awards?
Did they?
Tub thumping is expressing opinions in a loud or aggressive manner. The expression of opinion. Now this is the noun. The expression of opinions in a loud or aggressive way.
Okay.
So it's quite shouty. That song.
Yeah.
Right.
I've tried to change my answer, by the way.
Okay.
They
that's
should
fine.
Change the name of Twitter to Tub Thumping.
Yeah. Right.
Tubthumping.com. I'll tub
they
thump
should.
You.
They really should. Tub Thumping from Chumbawamba. So it has this song by Chakademas and Pliers, higher or lower?
Sweet. Oh, man, the love you give is sweet.
I'll show you.
Darling, the love you give is sweet. Baby, your loving is the sweetest. Yes.
Jesus. How much sugar?
Got a line there by Chakademas and Pliers. But did that get higher or lower than Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping? We all got something?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, moving on to this. Name of a cocktail, name of a song.
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body.
that's by?
That's by Venga Boys, isn't
that's
it?
That's what I said. It's by Teaspoon. I genuinely thought until earlier it was Venga Boys.
Oh, wow.
I'd never heard of Teaspoon before.
Teaspoon?
In the fucking...
Say, like,
in the flipping
like,
Soulja Boy voice. Teaspoon?
Yeah. But Sex on the Beach, they're like a higher or lower than Chakademus and Pliers with Gal Wine. And right, we write something down.
No, seriously, something? Teaspoon. What like, the fuck?
The letter T.
Was that like T? Was that like two members of Venga Boys, like just well, like splintering off or something?
I didn't think that. Is that a side project of Venga
Boys?
Yeah.
Teaspoon.
I'm confused by this.
That's a Mandela effect, isn't it?
Oh wow! What they brother and sister or something?
Oh, okay.
They both look like eggs.
Teaspoon restaurant in Manchester. No, it's not that. They don't think they own that. It's a Dutch Eurodance project founded in 1991 by rapper Shalomon Baskin, a.k.a. Shamrock, and co-founder Remy de Groot, a.k.a. Prince Paration.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
What else did they have?
And it's what, higher or lower than Chakademus and Pliers? Okay.
Everyone's got really like Remy de Groot, a.k.a. And then they've got Linda Estelle as well that's in there.
I could be miles off here. I'm not really sure.
They had more than one hit as well.
No. Really? What was the other song?
They had A Part of My Life, Where Are You Now, Take Me to the Limit, and Sex on the Beach.
Take me to the limit.
Oh, and Spank. They had a song called Spank released in 1991.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not familiar with that. No, I'm sure it's a banger. Anyway, so we got Teaspoon with Sex on the Beach. Did that get higher or lower than Chakademus and Pliers? Moving on to, we're on number four now, this song. UB40, of course, with Red Red Wine. Did that get higher or lower than Sex on the Beach, though? Big song, Sex on the Beach, wasn't it? Equally big, Red Red Wine.
Mm.
And former guest on the show, UB40.
Exactly.
So, UB40 with Red Red Wine. Moving on to Brandy and Monica. Big song.
Sorry to you.
Yeah, the boy is mine, Brandy and Monica. Higher or lower than UB40's Red Red Wine. Moving on to number six.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive.
Of course, Kendrick with swimming pools. Drank. Higher or lower than Brandy and Monica, though? Give me numbers when you write it down.
Flipping hell, do you know it? Tricky
it's tough, isn't it?
I would love a room full of Snickers and I'd dive in it.
Snickers, though. Do you know what? I go through phases. Snickers was my phase, but while I was going through my Snicker phase, I was also going through a Lucozade phase at the way.
At the same time.
Original Lucozade, though.
Oh, what, like not orange?
Not the orange flavour, just the original flavour.
What is the actual flavour of Lucozade?
I don't actually know what it's supposed to taste like.
Hospital. the official
flavour
is hospital.
Yeah, yum, yum. Finally, moving on from Kendrick to Beyonce.
If I do sex on myself.
Jay-Z's verse on that is hard.
Yeah,
but absolutely. I can't really get with the whole now eat the cake anime.
Well, did Beyonce get higher or lower than Kendrick in terms of views on YouTube? Should we go for some answers? Right.
Yeah.
All right, so Snoop Dogg was Gin and Juice had 85 million views on YouTube, but did Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping have higher or lower than that?
I'm going to go lower also.
And I've got a number for you.
Give me a number.
7 million.
Mm-hmm. What have you got, Michael?
I've got lower and 17 million.
It is lower, but it's 4.2 million. So a lot lower. Okay, but you do both get a point there.
We both get a point.
All the dislikes.
You got it right.
Okay, cool.
All the dislikes of John Prescott, by the way.
Yeah, right. Chakademus and Pliers, did that get higher or lower than 4.2 million?
Lower.
Yeah, do you want to have a guess?
I've got a number of 2 million.
2 million?
I'm going to go 1.5.
797,000.
Oh, damn.
Well, I was closer.
Yeah, well, I was closer.
Not right,
we're not
doing on the nose, though. I'm not giving points for that. Okay, yeah, cool. No, I need specific. So, Teaspoon with Sex on the Beach, higher or lower than 797?
Higher.
Yeah, definitely. Higher.
How much higher? What number you got?
Go first.
7 million.
Uh huh.
I got 8 million.
Higher, but not that much. 1.3 million.
Okay. Oh, wow, okay.
For Sex on the Beach. What about UB40? What you got, higher or lower?
Higher still.
You got higher? Yeah, yeah.
I got higher as well.
Number, please?
20 million.
16 million.
You're way too low. 113 million.
Oh,
nice. Oh.
Yeah? That's good for UB40. So, Brandy and Monica, was that higher or lower than UB40 with 113 million?
I said higher, but I'm regretting it.
I said higher too.
It's not higher.
Clearly not.
It's both lower, but do you want to have a guess at how much lower? How much lower than 113 million?
Well, I could still be right. Technically, good enough. 22 million I got.
22?
112 million.
64 million.
Okay.
Oh,
64. So, Brandy and Monica was 64. Kendrick Lamar, was that higher or lower than Brandy and Monica?
Higher.
Dan, what you got?
Sorry, was I right with the Brandy and Monica?
No, you wasn't.
Was wrong.
No, you were no, no, wrong.
Was, oh, yeah, it was lower. And then
Dan's also marking himself because he doesn't trust me. It's just really nice too.
Just
independent
so far,
committee.
Dan,
yeah.
I've got four. What have you got?
I've got four.
Yeah, okay, I've got four. Just checking. Yeah. Was Brandy, sorry, was Kendrick Lamar higher or lower?
Definitely. Well, I said lower.
Really? Then the boy is mine?
Yeah, because you got to think of like when it came out and who's listening
He's
to these
right.
tunes.
He's right.
Brandy and Monica have been out for that song came out, what, 25 years ago?
Yeah, but when that song came out, there was no
There was
YouTube.
No internet. Yeah, yeah, but then there was, and then everyone listened to it.
That's
because Kendrick Lamar's Swimming Pools only came out, what, less than 10 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, all right.
And
cool.
The internet's been
that
around for
true,
at least 20.
But
like,
Michael Payne is right because it is higher. But how much...
she was like, yeah. I was like, yes, I'm definitely right. Yes,
I see
I'm
what
on
you're
the
saying.
Money.
That's cool and all, but...
you're wrong. How much higher than 64 million?
I only put 70 million, so I'm miles off.
Wow. I'm going to go for a whopping 500 million.
66 million.
Is that it?
Yeah, for
That's
Kendrick. Oh. Okay, finally then, Beyonce, was that higher or lower than Kendrick?
Way higher.
Higher. But I know I was a million miles away.
Tell me how much higher you think than 66.
Well, it's not higher than 66 is what I guess. So
guess
I guessed
66.
Higher, but
okay.
31 mil, I said.
You said 31 mil for Beyonce?
Yeah.
I'm going for 500 million again, fuck it.
I think I'm going to give you a point because it is 509 million.
Oh,
so
wow.
I do think that's close. Which means that, Dan, I've got you, well done, five. You got five?
Yeah, I got
five. Michael Payne got seven. Yes. So,
wow.
Yes. Well done. Well, whilst we're celebrating your victory, let's go to a quick song.
This goes to show that there is nothing more powerful on this planet than Beyonce.
To multiply, there's one thing we can't deny. when spirits collide. The coolest emotion that we've ever seen. So connected that nothing can come in between. The stars light our worlds. It brings me back. It brings me back to you. But I burn too. And it got me feeling high where I float through. Anyway, your life can take up like you pass through. Walk around the beach and only nights too. It's just the way you make me feel.
There from Beat Merchants with Whisper. We should get into a story now, since I can now revel in my first victory of the day.
Yes, but don't worry, you can make a
not
comeback.
Not one to gloat, then.
You can make a comeback.
I'm not. I'm really
no. Yes.
I don't brag, I mostly boast. Los Angeles City Council have announced that the Specials Day will be commemorated in the city next month. The ska band will be recognised by the Californian city on May the 29th when they will attend a commemorative certificate presentation at LA City Hall. Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez introduced the idea, saying the group's legacy was emblematic of the strength derived from our diversity here in Los Angeles. She added, their music is an example that embracing our differences and uniqueness only makes us more powerful. Terry Hall, Linville Golding and Horace Pantor will all be in attendance at the presentation, which is open to the public and will be available to stream online. So if anyone happens to be kicking about in LA on May the 29th and you're just looking for something to do, then
pop down, yeah.
Why don't you pop down and go and see the Specials be commemorated with their own special day in LA.
A special, special day.
A special, special day, yeah.
Yes.
In the press release, the Special said, we're delighted to have May 29th named the Specials Day in Los Angeles. We love the city and have found Los Angeles to be one of the warmest and most enthusiastic audiences in the world. Los Angelinos, mm-hmm.
Los he's Angelinos,
called them. I thought
yes.
That was a typo at first.
No, that's the term. It's a term for people from Los Angeles.
Right, yeah. That's the denonym.
Yep.
Los Angelinos, I like that. The same release notes the band's relationship with LA, citing their first show in the city in 1979 and current ska revival nights where rude boys and girls come together to skank to the band's recordings.
I haven't realised when I saw this that the Specials were as big as that in LA.
Neither did I.
I guess that there has been a ska scene. Maybe you think about No Doubt when they were first out. They were very influenced by ska.
That's true.
So this clearly is. I'm trying to think of other American. I guess I don't know if you know a band called Rancid. Who, they've got some ska influences. I think Green Day, to a degree, have done in some of their stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that there is probably. I just hadn't realised that ska was so big over there.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. You've named some huge bands, and the ska influence is definitely really obvious, especially in their early material.
Or on
I said no doubt. Well, sorry, yeah. He's in my ear going, no doubt.
No,
like,
doubt, no doubt.
I've no doubt said no doubt. Okay. But Tragic Kingdom like was the first album with Don't Speak on it and was kind of, and what got
Just
they,
a Girl?
They, yeah, which was very Scar influenced.
Yeah,
that song,
massively
yeah.
Scar influenced.
But they'd also had lots of albums out, or a number of it before that. Just one that sort of made them huge. And then they changed their style a little bit. But I'd say, you know, when she was first out on Gwen Stefani around that time, when she was wearing the crop tops and the sort of bondage type trousers, very Scar, the way she was dressing. Obviously, she looks completely different now to that. But that was a long time
Blake
ago.
Shelton.
She was young. Yeah, and there's Blake. She's got the country.
Not
the country
he's not
influence
it the
now.
House, yeah.
Yeah, she's dating Blake Shelton, isn't she?
Where are your boots, darling?
He's.
what's them pants you got on?
The pants, the chaps they call them, aren't they? That's the cowboy way, the chaps.
I'm going in the Ellen Show, and when I come back, I want them
we'll
boots.
Have a good old-fashioned hoedown.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. What was that film where they say I like both types of music, country and western?
I don't know if I want to see it. Yeah. I don't know if I want to see that film. Sure. That sounds like a fucking funny film.
The country scene is huge in America, isn't
they,
it?
What's that song that's come out recently?
That Old Town Road song.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Do you know the funniest thing is they took it out of the country chart.
They didn't reflect the criteria.
Was fair enough for him to say
he's a bit too dark.
Yeah.
The singer's too dark.
But I will say giving props to Billy Ray Cyrus because he then jumped on the song and then
this is why privilege for good. We stand on one country king.
Remember he had that tune with Nelly.
Breaky Heart. Oh, sorry, that's a big story. No, that was
Tim McGraw. That's it.
Tim McGraw.
I didn't know Tim McGraw and Nelly.
That sounds like a proper country western name, isn't it?
Tim McGraw.
You were made to sing country if you named
or shoot
Tim
someone.
Yeah, it's true. You're either on the run from the law.
Yeah, literally. You're a bank robber from the.
He's married to country royalty Faith Hill as well.
I've been married for years,
and that is so huge in America as a scene. I think it's kind of. Sort of, it's got a big following over here, I think, too. But in America, that's just a massive market, isn't it?
Yeah, country is like the staple music.
I was going to say, it's supposed probably pretty much the only music that they've got that's like their kind of own thing. Do you know what I mean? Their own thing. Whereas we got all sorts of different genres of music that you could say were born here.
Yeah, it's true. Country is American.
American
as
made.
Fuck.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Doesn't get more American when it comes to music than country.
Well, then there's kind of alt country. I don't know if you know about that, which is bands like Lamb Chop. Don't know if you've ever heard of them.
I've heard of that name, but I couldn't remember the song.
And Fleet Foxes, I would say, would come under that sort of thing.
Really?
Lake, yeah.
I like Thingy by Fleet Foxes, White Winter Hymnal.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a country song?
I would say that's kind of alternative country. Alt country, it's got that folky sort of...
Yeah, folk.
It was sort of a big scene over here as well. But yeah, it's just huge in America. If we did a country song... I think actually a lot of people do songs with country artists because they know it's going to make some money.
Taylor Swift came through on the country circuit,
didn't she? Yeah,
she
did. Katy Perry used to be quite country-ish. Probably was the Katy Perry that she is now, yeah.
Jessica Simpson, weren't she country?
Yeah.
She was too.
Who else do I remember? There's so many. There's so many that we just
when you
kind
think
of
about it, you,
yeah,
we, they we become pop stars and you forget that.
Yeah, they so, use that. They yeah, use that as a kind platform. Of platform. Yeah, because it's so big.
Springboard themselves.
Well, are you into your country music? Johnny Cash, maybe.
Dolly. I do like Johnny Cash. Do
Willie
like Dolly
Nelson.
Dolly Parton. Willie Nelson. Yep.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh yeah, Kenny Rogers, isn't he a little bit like vanilla? Isn't he? Ain't he considered quite middle of the road?
Well, so people like Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson are considered to be more, they were kind of not dangerous exactly, but they tried to do things.
Yeah, they kind of flipped the table a little bit. Kenny Rogers, didn't he just...
I think he is in the same way, like Garth Brooks, who's huge there, and those sort of ones, and they're kind of more traditional
country. I do love Kenny Rogers, though.
I couldn't name a single Kenny
Islands
song.
In the Stream,
Islands
come on.
Islands in the Stream.
Do you know what the funniest thing is, actually? I say stuff like that, but then if I hear the song by the artist, I'm like, oh, yeah, obviously, I know this tune.
Ghetto Superstar directly lifted the melody from Islands in the Stream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Sorry.
You definitely know
on,
that
man.
Song.
Yeah,
1 million.
Kenny Rogers is on a, I think it's on a Thundercat song, apparently.
What?
I found it.
That's novel.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should draw for legend sometimes when you're doing tunes.
I think The Gambler is a big one. You got to know when to hold them or something.
Oh yeah, you got know when to hold them. Know when to run. Know when to hold.
Yeah.
Know when to run.
But they use even these songs. You don't even have to know them to know them because they're used in so many films and like different.
You're absolutely right.
Do you know Glenn Campbell?
No,
you will know Rhinestone Cowboy though.
Yeah, of course.
Oh no, that's Nielsen. Everyone's Talking. That's sort of country-ish as well, isn't it? Everybody's Talking.
I've not heard that song.
But you do know it.
Everybody's talking at me. Didn't Thingy cover that song?
I thought that was...
Was it The Beautiful South?
Yeah, they did cover it. So there's a lot of country covers.
They're used in so many like Hollywood films. It's just impossible not to know these sort of songs.
Yeah, and they have an Americana-type festival. I don't know what it's actually called. They had it recently in the UK with a country festival.
I only do line dancing.
Oh, of course. We've forgotten about the Queen. We've forgotten about Shania.
Shania Twain.
Leanne Rimes.
Oh my god. What's the other one that sounds like that reminds me of Shania Twain?
Shania Twain.
Oh,
there's another one that you always get mixed up with Shania Twain.
Leanne Rimes.
Well, she came after Shania Twain, didn't it?
I think so. She was kind of around at the same time.
Ooh, I don't know.
Blonde hair still.
Was it blonde or was it brunette?
I can't remember.
It'll come to me.
I just remember Leanne Rimes and Shania at the same time. There was somebody else that came out.
There was someone else, I think. Or maybe I'm just imagining it.
I'm sure you must have a bit of Tammy Wynette with Stand By Your Man.
Yeah, big tune. Yeah. Big tune.
I know that song, I do actually know that one.
There's actually a lot of... Now I want to go line dancing. Line dancing is great.
I don't know how
you remember those steps. It's a lot of just touching your boot, isn't
it? I thought you just made it up as you go along.
You got to do a kick. But they always touch their shoe. The spur.
Any dance where people are in like...
You're just cleaning shit off your crepes. What the fuck is that on my crepes? What's this on my belt? These jeans don't fit
too. Yeah. It's a lot to do with your top half, your bottom half. Very little to do with your arms and line dancing.
I reckon line dancing is just basically...
You don't have to dance. You don't have to know how to dance.
It's just walking. Yeah, it's just walking.
You just got a load of moves, that's it.
It's just... Line dancing is just like being a cowboy, you know? Got to cow pad on my boots.
I think I could give that a go.
I'd love to line dance.
Okay, well, whilst I play a song, let me look into some lessons for you and see where we are.
I need to get away. I need to get away. I got caught up in my old ways. Can't believe I waited so long to change and open up a new phase. I just had to get. Oh,
Big tune. Brand New Heavies right there with Getaway featuring India Davenport, who is actually in Brand New Heavies. But she definitely deserves her own credits because she's a luminary and has worked with some absolute icons. So.
Yeah, we were just looking at, she was on Guru's amazing Jazz Mataz, mm-hmm. she worked with Madonna, she worked with Mark Ronson, she worked with Jay Dilla. Mm-hmm. She's worked with them all.
Yeah, so you got to say her name as well.
You got to, yeah.
What are you going to
say?
Say
my name, say my name. Do you know what? I just realised I wasn't thinking Bill Withers, I was thinking Bobby Caldwell. I got confused.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. Everyone has saying? The same reaction when they find out Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell was white. I was like, are you sure?
Are you sure?
That guy is like legendary. Okay. Love that music. Love that
music. He is amazing.
Man.
He is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. CA. Is it, yeah. Is it with
yeah,
a U?
That's
it?
Not how I thought he would look.
Do you know,
him,
right? Like,
sounds,
literally
too.
Sounds like Bill. He sounds like he would look like Bill Withers. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
yeah,
he's one of the many people that made me realise you just can't judge a book by its cover at all, especially not with voices.
His voice was smooth as ever as well.
Very, very soulful.
Mm.
And just heavily sampled as well. So many,
so many tunes.
Many tracks that we hear now directly sampled.
Even
stuff.
Tupac did it with Do For Love. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Mm. Common with the light.
Wishing.
There are times when you need someone.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. By your side.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
There is a light that shines. Yeah, big tune.
Bobby Caldwell still with us.
I feel like he's I don't know. I just assumed he's dead as well. I just assumed him dead.
No, he's alive.
Good.
Wow. 67.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's young, man. He's young as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
I've still got a chance to collaborate with him then.
Yeah, for sure.
You know him once.
Imagine.
That's my new
goal.
And
I feel like no one's going to be checking for him right now.
Yeah.
You could get hold of him.
For real.
Yeah, I'll find his email for
and
you.
It would bang.
Bobby, I reckon it's Bobby Caldwell at AOL.com.
Yeah,
yeah. I reckon, yeah, he's got the first one in AOL.
Why change if it works for you? Why bother?
If it ain't broke,
yeah, you know what I mean? Don't worry.
That's his email signature.
If it ain't broke.
Bobby Caldwell just emailed me and he's like, signed yours faithfully, if it ain't broke. we should get into a story now, right? Joey Morris from Maryland, USA, fell head over heels with RoboTroll almost 2 years ago after being drawn to his satisfied smile and popping pink hair. The 29-year-old's previous lovers include a lamp, a Transformer truck, and even a Halloween figurine.
So we should say RoboTroll is a robot, but the 29-year-old's previous... You just skipped over that. His previous lovers are a lamp, a Transformer truck, and a Halloween figurine. You just skipped over that. Like, okay. Yeah, right, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
I did.
I'm dating a lamp.
I didn't...
you've got to read the bit about the lamp. Because you come on, just read the bit about the lamp. There's a lamp in there. Did you not know that?
There is a lamp in there.
Mm. Yeah.
He began dating RoboTroll. It's lucky with RoboTroll, they've got the capital T. It's kind of one word.
It's a robot troll.
You know the trolls? Yeah. Remember the old little troll dolls? The small ones.
It's got the pink robot version. RoboTroll.
Right.
Hot.
Because without that capital T, I would have thought it was robot roll.
Yeah.
And just a roboted bread
roll.
Oh,
yeah. robot roll, yeah. That's it's true, actually.
So he began dating RoboTroll in December 2017 after feeling nostalgic and rekindled his love for the Battle Trolls collection online. Joey was age 10 when he realised he was objectum, meaning attracted to objects. Now the performer is looking forward to the future with his beau, including a trip to Florida and potentially a wedding one day. Joey said, I realised I was drawn to objects when I was 10 years old, as I wanted to become friends with a lamp at school and would...
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, right. But the teacher found out about our relationship and took the lamp away. And I was distraught.
First and foremost, what happened to that teacher?
Where's the lamp?
What's wrong with that teacher?
She doesn't like love.
Do you know what I'm saying? If I want to be a friend with a lamp, what's your business? Why are you taking it?
I love lamp. That's all it reminds me of.
Was the lamp just on his desk at school? We're probably not allowed to do that, but she didn't have to take the lamp.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Book,
what sort of evil teacher is that?
Was it an oil lamp? Was it?
Yeah, probably. Was it a lava lamp? What kind of lamp was it? Because they have all the lamps. They're an attractive lamp. If I was going to go for a lamp, I'd go for a lava lamp. Nice colours, pretty. If I was going to date a lamp, which I don't think I am.
It moves as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit exciting,
yeah.
Yeah.
As far as lamp goes,
yeah.
When talking about... Wait, have I missed anything?
Yeah, no.
Sorry, when talking about the Robo-Troll, Joey said, I think it was his expression that attracted me to him. While most of the other battle trolls snarled, Robo-Troll seemed to have a satisfied smile. His blue eyes matched his silver and blue colour scheme and made his pink hair really pop. I knew it was love with him because it made my heart feel right. That's so romantic.
Cute. That's really cute.
That's actually really romantic. Is there anything I've missed out?
No, that's it. But if you were, okay, so if you were going to date a lamp, which lamp would you? You're
right.
Lover,
it would be a lover lamp.
Yeah,
Mr. Lava Lava.
Well, I think good luck, good luck to the impending nuptials for the Robo Troll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's named the robot. Just call it Robo Troll.
RT.
Okay, just RT for short.
Yeah.
I'm looking at photos of them. They seem like a lovely couple.
I'm not sure he's consenting. I'm not going to lie.
That's true. Yeah? I don't know if the Robo Troll speaks.
His hair's standing on end. He's definitely excited.
Well, he's wide eyed as well.
He's very wide eyed.
Yeah. So yeah, he's into it.
Looks like he's coming down.
I don't know.
He's coming down and he's been left with the, you know, the last person that chats to you when the lights go up. You're like, guess I'm going home with you then.
Your hair standing up wide eyed and like, hey, talk to me. You're like, oh, cool, right, yeah.
Can we share a cab?
Yeah. Why not?
This seems legit. I don't know. I think it seems he's very into his robot. Which, is it male or female? I have no idea.
He said it's male.
Definitely male.
He said male. Okay. And a transformer truck. Well, I'm not imagining the lamp, the transformer truck, and the figurine Halloween would be invited to the wedding. I think it'd be too painful for them.
Yeah, I think so.
Can't have them there, right? Yeah. It's too much.
Best of luck in the future, I guess, to Joey Morris and
RT. I'd like to follow up and see how it goes.
Let's check on them in like 3 years.
I don't understand. So obviously he broke up with the other ones, didn't
it? Yeah, he did. Broke their hearts.
Okay.
Never been the same.
Maybe they dumped him.
I reckon
the transformer truck, if it was a dump truck,
yeah. You know,
they might let him go.
Wow.
You know?
Can you imagine? He got dumped by
literally got dumped by a truck.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Yeah, you're like, well, you know, when you get out of a dump truck, you got to expect it. What do you think is going to happen here, right?
When he was backing out, he's beep.
Where are you going?
You're always backing out of a situation. Where are you going? Stand there and face me like a fucking truck.
Yeah. Oh, our first guest is in the green room next door, so let's go to a song and then we'll get him in the studio.
We don't learn. So now we gotta go the hard way. Now we don't learn. So jump and I'm gonna day all day. Now we don't learn. But we always gotta take the hard way. Now we don't learn.
Alright. Times get tough again. Bread now no butter then. Now this mean all handgun and long rifle a go for then. The streets now no governing. It's a free for all. Can't get peace at all. Soul a fly away like a Peter Paul. See it's all clear and evident. Cast by the decadence. CIA intelligence. Now Netflix have the evidence. And man a shoot pastor in a church. Man a shoot father in picnic school. Some different man a set the rules. Hey, matter of fact, no one sing about them thing ya. When man can't even manage put them garbage in a bin ya. Food box out a car window, I clog up the drain. And when the flooding start, the government them get the blame. My brothers, it is a shame. More time we feel embarrassed to be part of this generation, causing all these havoc. Man, I want that. A man wouldn't even care about him offspring.
I'm missing out another word. We're not going no further. What that they are born in the earth, yeah. The youths them have no parents, so you find that they have lost their way. Further, your baby mother, you got murder. Revelation tell me so. I guess this is the end of day.
Hey, my raging protege, there's so much more to say. Yeah. Hold the place I run, I know we have to open break us. When them come with them, I just lost. The youths have said they want to be. The bread of all them start to go to spark the youths to play. A man not on the basic school, they mean a shooting range. So only if I lick a tad, then I'll go see another day. Then all I will not turn a blind eye, they might turn the other way. What's the agenda? It's coming like them, the members said. We will only give up on the 48th of November. We have a strong alliance with the ultimate defender. And all the tech for bundle Babylon is just an ember. Oh, pull out the weakest link. Them fall like Jenga. Line up at your cable box like a bird box challenger. Cause how can you not see that while you build them a render? If you don't know there's a battle, then you've already surrendered.
another word, we not gonna further. What that they are born in the earth, yeah. The youths them have no parents, so you find that they have lost their way. I'm missing out another word, we not gonna further. Your baby mother, you gon' murder. Revelation tell me so, I guess this is the end of day.
Featuring Lila EK and Agent Sasko by Protégé. I think it's Lila EK. It could be Lila Ike.
Mm.
It probably is Lila Ike.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think it looks like an Ike.
If she was Nigerian, it would definitely be EK.
Defo be EK.
Most defo. We've got my special guest co-host in the studio with me. It's Dan Masaku. Obviously, Natalie's in the house. And we're just welcoming our first guest of the day.
First, man.
Killer Keller. What are you saying, my bro?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Thank you for having me.
No, not at all. It's been a long time coming, and also it's just been an ages since I actually saw you last in person as well. I think it was in Camden somewhere the last time I saw you.
Yeah, you mentioned Camden. I mean, I go there so frequently. I love Camden.
Yeah, I mean,
I've no doubt about it. We probably bucked then, wouldn't
definitely,
it?
Definitely. Yeah. What have you been up to, man? Because you are the arguably best known beatboxer.
I thought that. I was literally sitting there thinking that myself. I was thinking, I reckon you're probably the most famous beatboxer
from the UK. 100%.
Yeah. But from UK, I mean, I kind of spearheaded the whole European thing. So
yeah. I was gonna say possibly like more than the UK as well.
It happened.
Massive. Yeah.
Just say the world. Just go big. I was gonna say
at least probably the most successful.
Yeah,
like.
I was really fortunate. I was in the right place at the right time. It was a combination of that. But creation's love, and you pass it on.
Yeah.
You know, it's this, the baton gets passed, it's all an organism, and I'm just happy to still be a contender, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You've kind of diversified a lot since you kind of made your name beatboxing, you know.
Well, you got it, haven't you?
Yeah. Are you still very active in the beatboxing world?
It's to a degree, yeah. I mean, it's more like a judge. As opposed to,
I love that.
Compete, you know.
I love that.
You know, I got exempt so early on because like I was there, I like one of three in the world doing it at one stage, early doors.
Yeah.
So it's like I kind of got exempt. I maybe went through like two or three battles, but that was just for a laugh, maybe a bit of cash when I was broke. But you know, these guys are like, they've got.
It's a sport now,
bro. Like, it's like URL.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like it's on a whole new. The superstars in the championships, that championship circuit is international. So you know, they can do a whole, you know, festival
if
equivocal,
they want.
You know what I mean? Of a run. And then they're set for the rest of the year, you know? They can go hang out in Thailand or something for the next 8 months and then come back in. That kind
of thing. Has it come that far then, the sort of scene?
The competitions are crazy.
Incredible.
In a real kind of turntablist chin strokey way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's gone beyond, you know, Reeps One, really good friend of mine, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm very aware of Reeps One.
That's my dude.
Yeah.
And like he coins it as, you know, it's new voice. It's like there's a technological aspect, there's a scientific aspect. And I think the other thing as well is like with kids, a lot of them are just like completely like magnetized by the how the hell does this person do this thing with his mouth.
I don't think that will ever wear off.
Yeah, it won't, because I remember when I was in school, I must have been like about 10, 11, and the girl that I was seeing at the time, her brother, used to beatbox.
Yeah.
And he was famous in our school.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone knew him, all like the talent little contests and that. He'd get on the stage, would do like his thing. Everyone would be like, he was famous for that.
Yeah.
But he was like looking up to you, do you know what I mean?
Oh, bless.
So,
hey, listen, everybody needs a beatbox, mate. Hands down. Yeah. If you ain't got a beatbox,
mate,
you're
sure, innit?
You know what I mean? Everyone needs it.
I've got a few now, actually. You're probably only the second beatboxer we've had on the show.
Well, not the second, but we had a crew of beatboxers, obviously.
Okay.
So, and that consisted of MC Zany.
Beatbox Collective.
Yes, Beatbox, that's it. Yeah, yeah, we had them on, yeah.
So we had them on. So you're only the second. But, you know, like I said, you've diversified. You know, you've DJed. There's been a band, hasn't there?
Yeah, I did a thing with my ex-girlfriend called Them and Us.
Yes,
that happened for like a period of maybe 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Until we parted ways. It was, you know, in hindsight, okay, I kind of went back to go forward, you know, like you do in the entertainment industry. Right. But on the flip side, it's like I couldn't have done what I did with her in that project if it was Killer Keller. It just wouldn't have worked. You know, people have like, you know, don't leave any room for people to make their own interpretations. You are what it says on the tin, and that's the way it should be. You know what I mean?
I hear that. So you didn't want to distract people by being Killer Keller in Them and Us.
Yeah.
Right, I hear that.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And also, it was of a new age. Like, beatboxing was taking such a leap forward and whatnot. For me at the time, it felt so much better to be an observer. You know what I mean? It just was like, man, I could take the foot off the brake pedal a little bit and just like chill a little bit and see what's going on, rather than, you know, because for a long time it was like next record, tour, next record, DJ, da 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 da, and now I've got that energy back now.
Yeah,
but at that time, you know, at between the age of 32 and 37, I was like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna chill with it.
Yeah,
and it was the best thing I did, man.
Okay,
jumped into another project.
Yeah, and but all the while you felt you could do that because you'd cemented your reputation already.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think that's the way it goes.
Yeah, yeah. So the sort of current project is the podcast.
Yeah, man, it's mad.
How's that going? And why a podcast? Because you're obviously a very eloquent speaker.
Oh, thank you.
So that makes sense.
Yeah, nice.
But why a podcast?
Podcast for me, like I said, I parted ways with my then girlfriend, and for me it was like, all right, so I need my mates, so get them all in and let's do a podcast. It was literally that was my theory. It was
kind of therapy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, and I can talk about stuff. But as it's grown and the wave of podcasting has taken on a new energy, I've realised, man, it's like in the same respect as MySpace or Facebook or Instagram or whatever the new platform, podcast for me, I can envelop my every single set skill that I have.
Mm.
I can incorporate it within this platform.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So if I can beatbox with the guests, you know what I mean? I can throw, you know, ideas and thoughts and just musings about the music scene that, you know, it goes beyond the hip hop culture and the you know, the UK scene. It's like I get completely into like music, and I think that translates also graffiti, also street culture, and then I can top and tail it with the commercials, my own voiceovers, do my own soundtracks, do everything. For me, it's just like a no-brainer.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, you know what I mean? On it, and I'm just addicted to it. Like,
yeah,
like every opportunity, like I'm on it like a carb on it.
And how many episodes deep are you now, if you can remember off the top
I'm about
of your head?
79.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I only thought I had like 15 mates. I'm like, all right, yeah, no, it's been great, you know. I'm loving it. Loving it, man.
If you could have any podcast guest, this might be a cliche question by now, but dead or alive, if you could chat to anyone on your podcast, who would it be?
Oh, jeez. I don't want to talk to. David Rodigan. That'd be wicked.
Okay.
David Rodigan. Oh, you know, I was only thinking about this the other day because I was listening to his tunes. Well, down to Electric.
Oh, Eddie Grant.
Eddie Grant, yeah, R.I.P. Yeah.
No, wait. He's
still alive.
No, are you sure?
Yeah.
No, he is still alive. He is still alive. He's still alive.
Eddie Grant. His name slipped, but yeah, like Eddie Grant, definitely.
Yeah.
And. Yeah.
71, so get him on your podcast.
Oh, yeah, get him quick, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, get him on.
Yeah.
Get him on.
I've got a question for you. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from a little village just outside of Crawley.
Cool. Bruv, do you know where I'm from?
Where?
Do you know?
A little village outside Crawley?
I was from
Crawley. I was born and raised in Crawley.
Oh, wow.
Swear down.
There you go. Horns up. Down. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm from a place called Billingshurst.
Yeah, I know Billingshurst. Yeah. I used to play football there all the time. Wow. Yeah, I know it.
See?
Ooh. My G.
Small. How did you know? Why did you ask that? Was it like, did you detect an accent or something?
I wasn't sure. I just wanted to know. I know Killer Keller.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Killer Keller.
Right.
I know about artists. I know about grime artists. I know about everyone, you know, and they always rip their ends and they always say, I'm here. Da, da, da.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
But I know Killer Keller from time, but I don't know nothing about
him. Of course. Yeah.
I always assumed you were from Camden. I suppose.
My natural migration.
Yeah, yeah, man. Or from the speaker. I just thought, oh, he's from the speaker.
Yeah, he comes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I come from there. And I got out of there pretty quickly. I must have been... I got sacked from every part-time job and whatnot. I say that I was last one in, first one out kind of vibe.
Yeah,
and it was always the case.
That's a true creative. That's the life of a true creative.
Yeah.
You know?
I just knew. I was just like, every time I go into a new place, I'd be out 6 months later. And I was like, look, this is fucked.
Like, I don't need this shit!
Yeah, yeah. You know, but to be fair, every day's a Saturday. I've not really had that job that I've had to... You know what I mean? I've been so fucking fortunate. And what's even better is that carrying on through the thing, you really do develop your own set skill.
Yeah.
Like, all right. And it's a hustle one. It's a Del Boy Trotter. It's I'm going to get through this. Yeah. I'm going to do this.
Find the way.
It's beautiful.
Find the way.
It's an art in itself, and I love it.
It is, and it's a beautiful feeling. You're absolutely right. Living the kind of freelance life.
And
like you said, just surviving a day or a week and going, did that without a 9-to-5. Smashed it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
It's
actually a good... It's exciting. Yeah. It really is exhilarating being a freelancer.
Not everyone can do it. You speak to some people and I say this with my hand on heart in the most sincere way. Like, I don't know how builders do it.
Mm.
I mean, the hours that they do, the work.
I think it's the jokes and the tea that get builders through.
I think that's what gets them through.
Yeah.
And I would be well up for that.
It's the jokes, tea, misogyny that get builders through the day. I'm joking. Shout out all builders everywhere.
I've got nothing but love for anybody that does a hard graft and enjoys what they do. It's my job ain't for everybody and vice versa.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. I've got the utmost respect for anyone that can that has the
temperament.
To hold down a job, because I just
like
an
a 9-to-5 sort of job. You mean
any job, a 6-till-2. You know what I mean? Like a builder. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very crazy because I've obviously prior to the show that I did last year, that's what I was doing. I was an estate agent for a very very long time.
In Crawley,
I was an estate agent for a couple of years for Fox and Sons down that way, and then when I came here, I worked with Chase Evans and a couple of other estate agents, and that was hard graft because you'd always meet new people and it was long hours. But now that I'm out of that and I'm doing more of like the freelance that you said, it's a different kind of stress, but at the same time, it's not as stressful because you're not having to get up at this time and be here at that time and do this at that time. And so it's kind of a interesting one. And I know what you're saying about getting from week to week or month to month, because it's been nearly 7-8 months now and I've not had a conventional job.
Yeah.
So
it's very interesting.
Stabilizes off, brother. Once you're on, you're on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You kind of lose all, you know, you're just on a drive. That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Does your muscle memory kick in sometimes, even though you're not an estate agent anymore? Do you describe rooms as soon as you walk in? Just for no reason.
You know, the funny thing is, people say areas to me and I'm like, oh yeah, I know this road. Or they say a building to me and I'm just like,
it's got great south facing windows. I know that building.
The view from that window is
amazing. Did you sell houses in Billings? We say not Billings. Billingsgate's the fish market.
He sold Billingsgate. Fish
Canary Wharf,
Where is it? What was the place you're from? Billingshurst.
I'll type Billingshurst. I mean, I don't think anybody I know lives there anymore. But
you sell any properties there?
No, when I was in Crawley, we didn't cover Billingshurst actually, it's a little bit further away. But I was doing only lettings in Crawley back then. It was like, 8, 9 years ago now.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there levels to it? Do you have like people that do lettings and like people that specifically do
sales? There's usually a lettings team and a sales team, and if you're good enough, you'll probably be able to do both or have experience doing both. Yeah. And then,
as a letting agent, tell me how you would describe the studio. Yeah. Your letting agent hat on.
Very well lit.
Yeah.
Clean. Affordable.
Funky as fuck.
Well maintained space.
Is that a euphemism for cheap? Affordable.
No, it is actually. It always is. Of course, it is. Yeah.
Affordable. It's a very affordable neighbourhood.
Well lit, professional recording studio.
Yeah, it's got a loft.
He's got a loft.
I wouldn't mention that in
loft conversion.
That's a little benefit.
When
you come in and it's got a loft conversion, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fair.
Okay, that's nice.
It's all in the pictures, which are like wide angle lens that makes the room look massive.
Yeah, from like a corner, innit?
Yeah.
Bro, the prices in houses in London are
I was in a taxi today on the way here, and obviously I found out about everything the taxi driver ever done, because that's what happens when you get in taxis. And he was telling me about his nan renting a flat in Hoxton for like £30 a week. From like, you know, in the
80s. Back in the day, yeah.
And that same flat that he just sold it for $700,000. It's crazy. It's actually wild.
That seems
housing prices.
To be fair, I was going to say that seems cheap for that area, but I remember actually just as I was leaving, we had a property on the market in Hoxton, like kind of like Shoreditchy loft kind of style, and it was about, I think it went on the market originally for $800,000. Just a two-bed, standard two-bed, high ceilings, that's about it. Like, mad.
That's just
crazy.
Insane.
Crazy stuffs. Crazy
stuff. We talk
about
it in podcasts all the time. It's like, how do you get over that hump as an artist, as a creative?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it cannot be sustainable. It's not supported. Mm. Not in a normal, hustling, artistic, creative way. It's you know, something suffers, you know?
Yeah, so something always has to suffer, yeah. Mm. This is why you have to diversify, I suppose, and become add a few strings to your bow, just like you've done, you know? We should get into a song, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
And when we come back, you're going to be sticking around to join us for a game, right?
Yeah, sure.
sure.
Since Amelia float around the room, can you smell the aroma? All about the money, come correct, I'm in Jamaica.
Needles, syringes, part of fighting this.
We love food, we just be hit, painting. Oh, look, oh, no, watch them burn them brain out. 30 to keep follow.
Needles, syringes, part of fighting this.
We love food, we just be hit, painting. Oh, look, oh, no, watch them burn them brain out. 30 to keep follow.
Big bumper speed light up, out and out of light up. Push my type of fight up, me now free in and right up. No one lives like heads, money stack under the bed. Fuck up on your bed, bust up half your head. Pussy get me trapped, come out the trap. See a fine and me can, baseball bat lit. Boy down to the ground and me not stop and not. If all fears then the shiny thing me can't get back. Through the letterbox, money exchange for rocks. Madder than Mad Max, and it like your tax. Do not push me boy, run no life to ply. Your whole family and your crew get destroyed.
Needles, syringes, part of fighting this.
We love food, we just be hit, painting. Oh look, oh no, watch them burn them brain out. 30 to keep follow.
Needles, syringes, part of fighting this.
We love food, we just be hit, painting. Oh look, oh no, watch them burn them brain out. 30 to keep follow.
Fortified by Killer Keller featuring Pat One. Obviously, Killer Keller is in the studio with us right now. We've just had a good old chin wag, a nice little catch up. But now it's time to get serious, I'm afraid.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
Seriously fun.
Yeah. What
so,
are we doing?
Killer Keller, or Killer Kelly, as I've got it on here, which is nice. I've never been called that before.
That's a completely different person.
Killer Kelly. Killer Kelly, yeah. You have got a song called Built Like an Amplifier.
Yeah.
We have amplified some songs to the max.
Jesus.
So they're quite distorted. But I want you to tell me what the song originally is. Also, because you've got a song called Sweet 16, all these songs are from 2003.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes. So write it down.
Yeah.
The name of the song and the artist. I'll give you points for everything.
Okay. How many questions are there?
How many? There are one, eight clips. Okay. Eight clips. Okay. So okay. Let's start with... Amp one. There we go. Very amp.
Damn. Yep. Oh, right, I know what that is.
You know what that song is, right? You need it again?
Yeah.
I can give you a clue. Rooney is curious.
So cryptic.
Do you know what this is?
I do know what this
yeah.
is.
Yeah, damn.
Think about well. Rooney and who Rooney is. So this is giving you a clue as one name of this person.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. Rooney is curious.
That's how she does it, yeah.
That's how he got, yeah.
She does it like a cryptic crossword.
Me. Okay. Right. Get me.
Number two. Oh, no, I was about to do the reveal. I'm not going to do that yet. Number two. Oh, we've all got that. We've got that. Oh, I'm just noticing there are three left-handed people in the studio at this moment in time.
Oh, cool. I'm outnumbered.
Nice, you are,
massive.
Yeah.
What is going on today?
Yeah.
I'm literally outnumbered by left-handed people.
Crawley's in Surrey, right?
That's right.
And I'm from Surrey, too.
Sorry, it's in Sussex. It's close.
It was in Surrey.
Close, very close,
Surrey thing.
Very close.
Very close, yeah.
That kind of... Okay, we've got something for that.
Oh, what was the fucking title, though?
Could you play it again?
What we do, what we are before the show here. That's very cryptic.
What?
I'm moving on okay. to number three.
Big tune.
Okay.
Yeah, can I hear that one?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Phonetic alphabet would be Delta Mike X-Ray.
You're the worst.
No.
You are literally the worst.
You just said it was too cryptic. Now you're saying it's not.
I never said it was too cryptic. Oh, okay, I just said fine. It was cryptic.
Okay.
Projecting much.
I'm having a really shit time.
I love that. We should use that as a blurb for our game during this show.
Yeah.
Killer Keller said, I'm having a really shit time.
Think about phonetically what I just said. Delta, Mike, X-ray. That's the artist, straight away.
Oh, well, then the... Okay, I'm... Yep. Okay, I'm,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah, I do know.
You're having a lovely time now, aren't you? You're having a lovely time.
Just by that last X-ray, I think yep. I know what it
okay.
is. But I haven't got a clue what the tune is.
All right, well, let's move on to number four. Come on.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, we all know that, right? Currently worth 38p. two facts. Did the currency thing earlier. Okay, number five.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got that. Everyone's writing it down. Can we move on to number six?
Yeah. Oh, but I forget his name.
I know it. Costner is small.
Yeah, I know. It's...
Come on. That's the clue.
I know the name's on the top of my tongue.
You know the name of the artist?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I know.
Costner is.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Oh, I can't remember the title.
Oh.
Well, oh. I have to move on. I've got to move on to number seven. Here we go.
That's a trick one. That's a trick one, isn't it?
Trick one. No, it's not. It's
why? Because it could be a few.
Yeah.
The same beat.
Probably the same producer, same era, like same setup.
This character was played by Rebecca Romijn and then Jennifer Lawrence in X-Men.
Wait, what?
Can you play it again?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Got it? Finally. Come on.
Easy.
Come on now. But the clue would be if a tree falls in a pool of water. Just so you know what that means. We all got something?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Starting with the guests. Killer Keller, who and what do you have for number one?
I don't have nothing because that was a real...
Okay.
It killed me.
Dan, what you got?
I have Wayne Wonder, No Letting Go.
Uh-huh. What have you got, Michael Payne?
I have the exact same thing.
Well done, well done, Dan.
Do you remember that series of like Lumidi?
Yeah,
the same version.
They were all at it.
Yeah.
The same tune.
Yeah.
Just remixed. Not even remixed. They couldn't even bother to do that.
Just run that rhythm. Yeah. I'm going to sing over that.
What do you have for number two, Dan?
I've got Sean Paul. Turn Me On. I don't think that's the name of the song.
Sean Paul, okay. What do you have, Michael Payne?
I've got Sean Paul, but I can't remember the title.
What do you have, Killer Keller?
Sean Paul, is it Get Busy?
Oh, cool.
2 points.
Get busy, just hear that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging and changing it.
Get drunk, quality answers I have.
Michael Payne, what do you have for number three? Who and what do you have for number three?
DMX with X Gone Give It To Ya.
Mm-hmm. What do you have, Dan?
DMX,
and what do you have?
I got the same, but I didn't know the name of the tune.
So, but you got the artist?
Yeah. Well,
if you didn't, that would be really worrying, but okay.
X Gone Give It To Ya, he gon' give it to ya. X Gone Give It To Ya, he gon' give it to ya.
Okay, Killer Keller, who do you have and what do you have for number four?
Oh, 50 Cent, P.I.M.P.
Of course.
Uh-huh, yeah. And then have you got that down too?
Yeah,
have you
that,
all
yeah.
got that?
Yeah.
Let me see if you're right.
I don't know what you heard about me. Woo! Pull up this tank, get a dollar out of me.
Yeah.
No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see.
Okay.
And I'm a motherfucking
who was that? Oh, Dan, number six, who and what do you have for that?
Funny story about this tune. When it came out, obviously my name is Daniel Masaku, or Dan Masaku, and it vaguely, loosely rhymes with. He's just a rascal, Daniel Masaku. You see what I'm saying?
Amazing, amazing.
That is genius.
So
you're saying
that's a bit
you
of you that is.
In school, didn't you?
Yeah,
that must have been your chance.
Yeah,
surely, that must have been your chance.
What did you get, Killer?
Yeah, same as you.
You got it. Let's see if you're a
rascal.
That needs to be your intro ident.
That is brilliant.
Now we're moving on to number six. What do you have for that, Michael Payne?
Turn Me On by Kevin Little.
What do you have, Dan?
I didn't get the tune, I just got Kevin
you
Little.
You got Kevin Little. What did you get?
I got the same.
You got Kevin Little, but did you get you got the tune?
Yeah, Turn Me On.
What would be number six?
Let me hold you, go caress my body. You got me going crazy, you turn me on.
Seven for Killer Keller. Who did you get for that?
Is it
please?
Mystique Scandalous?
Mm-hmm. What did you get? What did you get for that?
I got that as well.
I got Mystique, but I put Dangerous for some reason.
Was that number seven?
They say Dangerous.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and finally for number eight, what did you all get for, and who? I don't think you probably all got this right, right?
Janet Jackson's Worst Enemy with Rock Your Body.
Yeah.
That is his official title, yeah.
That is literally
you got
his title.
That, two, one, two. Well, I'm counting up. Let me just hear. Let me see if you're right.
Don't be so quick to walk away. Dance me. I want to rock your body. Please stay.
That's a bloody brilliant game.
In the second place, joint, we have Killer Keller and Dan Masaku with 13.
Yeah.
In the lead, the winner is Michael Payne with 15.
Go on, son. Go on.
Oh, I feel so good.
Well done, you are the champion.
Marcel, if you're listening, I'm coming for you next fucking week, my brother.
Marcel usually wins by honesty or cheating. He doesn't mind.
He doesn't mind either one.
And the thing is, he denies it and he gives me a look, but even the guests have been snitching on him and saying, no, he cheats. We were having a drink after the show and the guest came up and went, just to let you know, Marcel cheated.
It all comes out after a few drinks. By the way, what I might add as well is the pub next door, this thing, is lethally great, isn't it? It's like,
Well, we'll be down there in half an hour.
We will be. I've not been there.
We will be.
Yeah, come and join
us. To be fair, I can't even come. I've got an event to dash to.
What's going on?
Galaxy Chocolate are doing something highly secretive and they're sending me a card to take me there. They're not even telling me the location, so they literally have to pick me up.
My God, maybe it's going to be like a Galaxy World, like M&M's World.
My girlfriend thinks that they're bringing out a Galaxy Dark Chocolate. I don't know, so I can't be giving anything away.
It's got to be a vegan.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Do you reckon? Vegan chocolate, do you reckon?
Galaxy, though. Galaxy, like Cadbury's Galaxy.
Yeah. Actually, no, they can't because it's Cadbury's and they use a glass and a half.
Galaxy's not Cadbury's, is it?
Galaxy is Cadbury's.
Yeah, Galaxy's
Cadbury's. Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm sure it is.
I think Galaxy's Cadbury's.
Is it not? Maybe it's
Nestle. It might be Nestle.
It might be Mars.
Who does? There was like Yorkie, Galaxy. Cadbury's obviously has Dairy Milk. Who makes Galaxy?
Can we get a fact check on the Galaxy, please? I'm sure Galaxy is Cadbury's.
It's Mars. It is Mars.
It is Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay. They're cleaning up.
Yeah, they are.
New up and coming business, you
know. Look out for Mars,
you know.
I've literally no idea what it is.
Galaxy. Well, at least you know it's Mars now. You're going there going, thank you, Mr. Cadbury.
Yeah, can you imagine? I'm going there like, oh, I love Cadbury.
Oh, I love this Cadbury. Shout out to Cadbury.
Where'd you give you Benny? I thought you would have had it in Birmingham. Why? Because, oh, no.
Mars, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we have to go to get our next guest in.
Oh, man, yeah, we've got... We've got a legend. We've got some legends coming in, actually.
Well, we've got a legend leaving, and legends.
We've got a legend
in,
leaving
yeah.
replaced with two legends.
Yeah. Because one wasn't enough to replace you, we had to bring two.
It's just a thing.
Bless your hearts.
before you leave.
Oh my God! You got a beatbox, bro. Please.
Oh yeah.
Come on,
what?
Man. You can't
do
even.
You know what? How could I even forget?
Can you? Please, bro. Please,
For
man.
For old time's sake.
Just anything you want. Just pick anything, bro.
Oh, I'll just think of something. I haven't practiced anything, man. Okay.
Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, black. Yeah, black.
I'd really like to hear him beatbox. Yeah, I forgot as well.
You would have left and I would have been like, there's something we forgot to do.
I can't quite think. Before you do get it, tell everyone where to find you.
Yes, man. Where can people get you on social media? Find out more about the podcast soon to reach 80 episodes.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, killerkellerofficial.com. Or you can go and check it out every Tuesday 9. And I'm starting a new one Thursday at 9 as well. Every Tuesday 9 in the mornings, 9 o'clock. And it's on Spotify, iTunes, the whole works. The whole
brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
And forthcoming guests on podcast will be Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Exactly.
Yeah, bro. That'd be so sick.
Yeah,
we'll make that. We'll make it happen. In fact, you can get your diaries out during the song.
Yeah, that's the
Thank
one.
You so much once again,
Thank
sir.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Kill every lip. You're from levels.
You're from levels. Great Fight him up. Then screw loose, been a gunman. Do rap, do grind, me you want then. I'm a lefty, still got right hand. Girl can't press me, I'm over the price and move 60 real quickly. No backseat, better dig me. Why so pissy? I'm gifted. Killer just told me to hit him with 16. Kill rounds on him, throw pounds on him. West sider, I can't be a clown for them. I do roll, got a bound for the new hole, real sweet. Ouch, and still hustling, fuck all the calculator. No bustling, I need a leader. Cup of rack on me, pocket, I pick it up. Every day, it's a
madam, I'm ahead of the pack. Most of these rappers think they're better than bad, but the natural fact, they're better lacking the smack, they're better lacking the added attachment, no traction. I've been the fastest, back the traction. Man, the kills, made attraction. My man, I'm bringing it back with no lay lay. Now's paydays, pay me, get the claps on. Yeah, that brick so loose, so obtuse, so got juice, got so got done juice. Yours got pop, your dog got confused. Your dog got walk through, no gone you. And I'm on moves, and I got news. Yeah. You better not do, you might just got used. And I ain't need to say shit, cause I got proof.
Putting one for my kids, I don't really know what they're on.
Levels.
Anyone try violate fam and it will be hell on.
Levels.
All of my niggas are getting money, not wings and melon. Can't take my formula, wants a cold night, and he said that's why I got that venom.
Yeah.
Tell man, tell him.
Yeah.
Rule
life and them won't catch me telling. Don't like teller. Murder the rhythm will kill like Keller. Want my life better, so be calm fella. Number YG has got a hell of a rain on those like Carmella.
Yeah, they come follow my flow, follow the road, get lost. Won't borrow a hole, get in the ditch, get gone. No sorrow, you know I bottle your nose and ghost. Get better than bruise, like yam in the food, get much.
Yes.
All drugs sick, with your yard all smelly. Kicking a nap, that your staff on road. Like pissing the flats, attention, trans man's go. Stop giving a big, you ain't got no dough. Too many lies, too many, many lies. It's Instagram hyping, that ain't your life, that ain't your need. That's when it can't time, when I see them things, they're manifest. Too many lies, too many, many lies. You ain't smoking great, that's dead food, fam. Don't get mad, why? It's migraine week, the thing looks bland, thing look like.
Devil whispered my name, I ain't never been the same. Probably got the cannon, cannon in before I'm hammering a mangle in your frame. They say I had it in my brain, devil worshiping the brain. Black man, black nails, spirit, black heart, random hands in the ways. Switch side till I brave, chicks riding my wave. I'm running a bucket to get in this mother, she just riding your face. Be it like I be the cane, it's what they heat with the flame. That's back in the day, if I lose it, I'm riding again. Catch you slipping that side in the rain.
Kill every lip action, empty the clip at random. Body bag with a gang of them, my ensemble of cannibals. Yes. Circling the rhythm with a gum tongue bark, with a bite to the mic like a Spielberg shark. Bow down, let the madness start. Flag down, let the engine park. Chow down, sugar rush in the dark. It's a job, but song gotta do it. Teeth rock, beatbox, I'll do it. Flood blocks, restock new music. Pick a lane, fuck that, I'm doing it. You don't know how I live and get through it. That slice don't cut when you're cooking it. Oh, I don't want it.
Killing it, bare high grade weed, I'm billing it. Sweet 16 shit, clean out trigger shit. Linked up with killer color to write bigger hits. That life you're talking, I'm living it. We put bodies in the ground, gon' dig a ditch. You don't trap and you don't shoot guns at gang gang talk. You're talking, I'm sick of it. You can't chat to me, so don't gas to me. I'm no limit like Master P. Actually, I got the master key. The hardest act to follow who's after me. You're not dizzy, Kano, now you're not wily. Try me, lyrically you will never ever get by me. In the corner, still keeping it grimy. Married to the game, the face is my wifey.
Yes.
That was another Killer Keller joint. That was Sweet 16 featuring Marga, OV from Foreign Beggars, Orifice Volgatron, obviously, and Illaman.
Yeah.
You what a name, Orifice Volgatron.
I know, I did say that when he came in here and he did introduce himself. So I thought that's a great name.
It's just such, such a convoluted way to say bad mouth, basically, isn't it? Bad mouth. I'm sure that's what
Orifice Volgatron.
Yeah, literally means bad mouth. Or dirt.
I mean, it could be.
Bad something.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad whatever
it's
it is.
It's a bad cavity.
It's actually got Bob Villain on there.
It's got Bob Villain, Trigger. It's got Trigger and Tino Kamal.
Yeah, that might be the longest list of names. We do have a lot of featuring, but that one I had to bring
up.
No,
we had one with like 12 MCs on it one time, one grime tune.
That's true.
Couldn't play again.
Wow, it took too long to say the name of the song, didn't it?
After I said the name of the song, that was the show wrapped. Literally the show wrapped. Right, we've got some legends in the building, man. No, we have, man. We've had the likes of... I've spoken to the likes of Royce da 5'9". Mm-hmm. I've spoken to Blackstreet. Janelle. I've spoken to Donnell Jones. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? These are people, like, apart from Royce da 5'9", who was on tour at the time, so I had to speak to me on the phone. You know, we've had Blackstreet sitting in those very chairs. Mm-hmm. We've had Donnell Jones sitting in one of those chairs. You know what I mean? And but you know, so I think it's kind of testament to the kind of magnetism of the station that we do definitely get legends in, man.
Veterans.
Oh, that's a good word.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a very good word.
Vets.
Yeah. Specific vets today are Noel Simpson and Andre Harriet from Damage.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What are you saying, guys?
I'm not going to lie, right?
Beautiful.
We had a bit of a debate over whether we should pronounce it Andres or Andre.
Yeah.
So it's Andre.
It's Andre.
Okay.
It's got a Z in there.
Yeah.
But the Z is silent.
Like Django.
You got a Z in there, but it's silent. Yeah.
That is bold. Because we actually said before, like, there's no way that you can't make a Z. You can't make a Z silent.
But maybe the French do it.
Maybe it's Polish. So the story is Andre with an E and the little, what do they call it?
The
French way.
Yeah.
My mum is a social worker, and then when I was born, she was working with a social one of her peers, and she was Polish.
Right.
And the woman said, if you put a Z on the end, that's kind of how the Polish would say it. So my mum wouldn't, my man is
style it up, piece.
Kind of give it a little flavour, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Fair play. Have you ever played, did Damage ever play in Poland?
No, that's one place we have never been. We've been to most places in Europe, but yeah, Poland is not.
There's literally just like, not. Since the 90s probably, there's just been this group of girls waiting there with like your name.
Yeah. Just hoping, just hoping we
I think
come.
They're there for every flight. They're disappointed. They never leave the airport. They're just waiting there for you with signs. They've been there for years. Go to Poland.
I'm sure R&B's big out there now, but at our time, you know, R&B and hip hop was kind of a. It wasn't Europe wide at the time.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Of course.
So Germany, we were huge in Germany, huge in the Netherlands.
Yep.
And then across the world, huge in Southeast Asia, Australia, United Kingdom, obviously. We didn't hit America, although we toured out there, but we didn't hit off over there. So yeah, Poland wasn't on the list.
Right. That's very interesting that you didn't, that, you know, it's obviously one of those things that very few artists do.
Yeah.
Crack America.
Yeah.
But why is that though? Because sonically, you're very, the markets are very similar. Even with the music that you make, the R&B that you make is very similar to the kind of R&B that was being made in the 90s in America. Why do you think that?
I think the first album was a little bit more Europe and England friendly. The second album, definitely, we had some great writers on our second album. Mm. People like Joe, who wrote Gay Romance, and
I didn't know he wrote
Tim
that.
And Bob, Tim and Bob, and Fong.
Gay Romance was
even Gay Romance is.
I love when people come up to me and they go, "I used to love you when I was younger," and I say, "No,
you
still
do." I make music myself, and I haven't put out an album for 6 years, so I get that a lot. Of people like, "I used to listen to your stuff so much." I'm like, "So what? What's changed? Can I go next?" Get a cheeky track on the playlist now. What's going on?
But just to pick up on your point about why we didn't kind of hit America, we were signed to EMI. We signed to EMI the same time as Robbie Williams and Coldplay.
Right.
And at that time, the British music industry, this is pre Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
It wasn't really biting into R&B and hip hop in the way that it does now.
Yeah.
So Damage really were kind of the forerunners of taking, you know, British R&B and soul on the mainstream. So coming back to our record label, they didn't see the importance of pushing us in America. So when we went out there, it was kind of, you know, a couple of shows here, a lot of writing sessions, a lot of studio time, but they didn't invest.
But not a full scale operation kind of thing.
Let's do it. And I think
toeing the water a little bit.
Yeah, I think we could have cracked America for sure. Yeah. Just as a British speaking young male band. You know, the women would have loved it.
Yeah,
you know, a couple of features. We had like, who do we have from Junior Mafia?
Little C's, of course.
We kind of plugged in with the whole Junior Mafia set.
Yeah,
and Rivera shot a video for us, so we had the links.
Yeah,
but it just didn't manifest.
Lance and Rivera. Yeah. He's the one that Jay-Z stabbed.
I didn't say that. You said that.
He said it many times. You know, it's public knowledge.
But with America, sometimes, even with our own artists, because I know people like The Killers have said they were bigger here before they were ever big there, that we in the UK embrace. I think Kings of Leon said that too.
Bands. Yeah, yeah,
we
it's kind true. Of Arcade Fire as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then they become huge in, they're Canadian, aren't they?
Yeah, they are Canadian.
But we kind of, they embrace us because we kind of are really into music over here and sort of make a number of artists have said that. They're bigger over here than they are in America.
But I think back to R&B back then, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's just you just need to make one R&B tune now, and you'll get about, and you'll be half famous, and people will want to know you because you make R&B. But back then, it weren't really cool.
No,
it weren't really. There weren't
Get a
really.
Romance
no,
was a battle.
Yeah, that's what I was, they weren't,
it
was, weren't cool
for real.
It was a fight to get a, I mean, it was the first. It was the first track after. First track back after the second album, and it was a battle with EMI to try and get that released. Obviously, it was very American. Obviously, written by Joe, and they just didn't get it. It was just like, man, we're not sure if that's going to work over
it's
here.
Right.
Thankfully, do you know what I mean?
Imagine if that tune ever come out.
Our fan base really promoted it for us, which is incredible. But I remember EMI spending a lot of money on. You know, like Robbie and Coldplay. Robbie got signed for like 80 million around that time.
Yeah, of course.
This is kind of post Angels, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And we would say, like, why are our posters not all over the, you know, the streets? And they say, well, we're not really believing in ghetto. And then our fan base put it in the charts at number seven.
Yeah.
And then Ian, my retrospective, you're like, all right, let's throw money at it. It's a bit too late. But I think what's great for us is 20 something years later, Ghetto Romance is our calling card. You know, you can go to any club, honestly, on the weekend in the United Kingdom, you're going to hear, for the proper DJ, someone's going to drop Ghetto Romance.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
And that's a blessing to have that kind of a legacy in the British music. Yeah, 100%.
It is definitely UK history.
In history.
It's carved. The Soul to Souls, the Damage, the Pasadena. Right.
It's in the canon.
How are you when you hear your own music? Okay, so on a show that's been recorded, we had Phaser in we played his new track, and he was just sat there kind of singing along with it. But we have other artists that come in that sort of
leave the room,
don't like to hear themselves. How are you when you're in a club or somewhere when you do hear?
I'm jamming. I don't try and promote myself and things, I'm straight up. I listen to my tunes all the time in the car, demos and stuff.
If you don't feel yourself, we do, man.
Was that something we talked to Faye about? Like, he said, I really love the music that I'm doing now, but there's a lot of artists that perhaps don't love what they're doing, and it's like, well, okay, but if you don't love it, then how are the fans going
to
love it?
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for decorum as well. Some people don't want to seem arrogant by jamming to their own music, you know what I mean? And some people don't know where the kind of line is. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Do I get bottles now? Do I see bottles now? Do I pass my photo around the club now because my tune's playing? What the? So some people, 100%. There's no rules, I suppose, on how to act. You know,
but we actually worked for that. You know,
we
spent time in the studio. Yeah. Mm. You know, we grafted from the age of, we signed our deal when we were 15, 16 years old.
I was
younger than that. We toured extensively around the UK. Mm. So when I'm in a club and Ghetto Romance comes on, or any song, like, we earn the right to celebrate our achievements. Do you know what I mean? That was like our uni.
Do you know what I mean?
So this is the dissertation, and we're going to jam to the dissertation. If that makes sense.
No, I get it. But when they read out your work, when they read your work out in front of the whole class, this is how you write it.
This is how you write it.
Listen!
This is ghetto.
So how nerve-wracking was it? You kind of stated earlier on that it was, your fans that helped you with the promotion of, say, Ghetto Romance, for example, right? In an age before social media.
You couldn't check that shit
in real time. You genuinely couldn't. You had to just hope, really. Didn't you? And
risk.
Then wait for, I'm sure, like, results and numbers to come and get fed through to you daily, weekly, I'm assuming. Yeah. And how much more nerve-wracking was it being a star in those days compared to today?
So I think that for the audience now, it's far more. So for the artist now, it's far more instantaneous.
Mm.
You put something on social media, you can get a bite straight away.
Yeah.
You see the kind of demographic that's following you.
Yeah.
You see your peers who are acknowledging you.
Mm.
At our time, we would, if people wanted to follow us, they would have to fill out a form, tear it off, send it across to a PO box number, and then we would then send them back information about, dates that are coming up, etc. Mm. But the only way you knew, whether your song was going to hit or not is the chart countdown. You would wait for the charts to count your song down from 40 to
sitting
1
there
and you'd be like sitting there just hoping that you're okay, so it's not it's not number 30, that's good. It's 20, alright, it's not 20, not 15, and then you'd find out you're in the top 10.
Is that,
that's how you found out.
I genuinely thought you were already told. That's on the phone, and they're like,
indication, what did they call it?
There
was a term that they used to use that basically it told you what your potential chart position
was
a couple of days before, or maybe a week before. But you didn't know until that moment.
And
you understand, we were selling a lot of units, so
albums, and that's tangible units as well. This is before downloads,
physical
hard disk.
All of that was a blessing, but I think what we loved is the fans' reaction. Our audience has always been very diverse, we had a lot of guys, a lot of women, a lot of people from different ethnic backgrounds were always following Damage, and it was nice to go to shows and see that, you're in the studio all night, but then you get to see your audience and go, actually, we're doing something right.
Yeah,
and to be honest with you, I think the guys' recognition was probably the best for us. Just knowing that we hit that a demographic that, like, it wasn't because you thought we looked good or you fancied us. It was because we were putting out good music respected music. So that was such a blessing to look out into the audience and man them going,
I mean? Like, because you quickly became household names. Yeah.
Yes.
You became synonymous with R&B.
Mm. Yeah, very, very fortunate. In our career, we never had any, we could go to clubs anywhere in the UK or anywhere in the world and nobody would ever try and G-check us. It was never that kind of vibe. Guys were always just like,
no, you got to have respect for the R&B man. Then you can't, you can't try and G-check R&B. You can't. It's you like. No one would have that. That's just socially unacceptable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Even the baddest man will have to spud the R&B cigar and be like, you have to because you know that no matter how much, even if you hate him, your girl loves him.
Yeah, your girl
loves him. Mum loves him. Shit to the R&B man that you just can't.
Yeah, we didn't bring that energy and it was just nice and it's still nice now. We do shows now. We probably do like 20 shows a year now. And you know, guys, husbands will bring their wives or guys will bring their girlfriends.
Have to. Valentine's Day. You know what I want to see Damage.
Let's go see Damage.
100%.
So it's nice to get that feedback from the wives, but also the husbands as well, you know?
That's really nice when all you kind of, when all your, like, the kind of biggest feature, trait of your image is just love. Mm, yeah. You don't have to worry. Being a rapper is stress, you know what I mean? Being a rapper is stress, but being a singer, so as long as love is the is the message, you're good. That's what I love about
R&B. And it's
R&B.
Not just that's not just about our music. It's our personalities as well. Like I have to big up Russ and Jade. Obviously, is not here now. Yeah, yeah. But we obviously we went to school together. So
I didn't know that you all went to the same school.
Yeah, so we went. Well, other than the South London youth. yes, we went to school together. So we have a foundation of. It gets even deeper than that because our parents went to
generations.
Yeah, so it goes deep. So we were bred out of love. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And wherever we go, we carry that. No one, I haven't heard. You might tell different, but I haven't heard any bad things said.
No,
about
I've never heard anything. I've never heard a bad word said about Damage. No,
always respectful.
Always been blessed. Always
ironic as well because your name is literally Damage.
To hurt things and break things apart. But no, always respectful. From a very young age, we always knew, you know, whether it was somebody on the reception desk. Or it was the head of the record label, you treat everybody the same. And we've always stood by that, and that's been a testament. A lot of people who hold significant roles in the music industry now, they started out as youngsters coming through a Damage. They were, you know, they were the runners, or they were, you know, the tea boy, the tea lady. Now they're like vice presidents or heads of, you know,
or whatever. That's why be nice to everyone, right?
100%. Yeah, I'm telling you, because in your life moving forward, your paths will cross. And you might have a business that you want them to, you know, hook up with.
Exactly.
And depending on the relationship, they'll either support
you
or not.
That's the thing, So, like, fast forward to the present day, there's a reunion.
There is,
And a tour.
30 day. You said you do at least 20. You're doing 30 next year.
30 dates. Yeah.
With, it's great. With five. A1 and 911. That is a lineup. The Boys of Back Tour. Yes, they are. Well, they never went away, actually.
No, they've always been here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's going to be a, you know, a pop R&B mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's selling really well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And we're really looking forward to getting out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a little taste of it to, was it 2014? When we, after we've done the big reunion.
Yeah. So that's why we spoke to you on the phone. That will be the reason. There we go.
So, yeah, there was a little taste of that with a couple of the boys from there. And it was blessed. It was just mans them on tour. Obviously, we grew up together, like being on the same Smash Hits Roadshow and Miz Roadshows and stuff. And it was, you thought there'd be some egos, but do you know what? The tour bus was just full of jokes.
It must
man.
Be vibes.
Yeah.
And we had Jackson's on.
Yeah, we had the Jackson, what are they called again?
Three T.
Of course. Yeah, Michael Jackson's nephews, isn't it? Were they Jacksons? They were Jackson's, weren't they? But their names all began with T, didn't they?
Tito's sons,
weren't they?
Tito's boys, Terrell, Taj, and I've forgotten the other. But they're good guys.
Yeah.
Humble, solid brothers.
I can imagine,
Come from the Jackson family. We expected them to come in a private jet. 25 security. These three guys rocked out with a guitar and just were just humble.
TJ, Terrell, Taj.
TJ, Terrell, Taj, So yeah, really blessed guys. But yeah, we're looking forward to hitting the road. I'm just looking at the dates here. So
It looks like there's only one London date. Well, there is only one London date. The Hammersmith date. Yeah, but we've got Reading, which is close. Yeah, that's close enough, isn't it? Where else? Southampton's not too far. Milton Keynes isn't far. Guildford, a little train ride.
But if you just want a night out with the missus, or if you just want a night out with the guys or the girls, just you know, jump on the train and have a night out.
Yeah. Well, you start in February, Wednesday the 19th, in Edinburgh, Usher Hall, and then you go everywhere. Carlisle, Glasgow, Newcastle, Northampton, Birmingham, Bath, Sheffield, Hull, Liverpool, Ipswich, Guildford, Watford, Preston, Manchester, York, Milton Keynes, Norwich, Leicester, Southend, Nottingham, London, Margate, Cambridge, Portsmouth, Reading, Southampton, Poole, Plymouth, and Cardiff.
Oh, nice.
Go on.
Wow.
I'm not just listening to this.
You can enjoy introduce you every show.
Yeah. I think this is probably going to be the biggest tour or the longest tour that we've ever done. Like yeah, the most amount of dates.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Are you prepared?
Nope.
are you a pack on the morning of the tour type? But
no,
you pack
no, no, tour no, type no. Guys? We're going to go into full rehearsals, yeah. And you know, people are paying to come and see us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not the kind of band that kind of rock up and go, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah.
We're going to invest time and make sure you have a great show.
Oh no! All of that, I understand. Yeah, yeah. I get that all that preparation gets done fully professionally.
Yeah.
Months. Yeah. But when it comes to actually getting
packing a bag,
yeah, packing a bag,
packing a bag.
Yeah. What are you saying? Are you like,
Dre would be the man. He's got a month before he's packed. He's ready to go. Yeah, I'm the last minute dude. So
I've got clothes for every eventuality.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So you've got to have your show clothes, but if somebody says rock out to the club, you've got to have something else.
Yeah.
And if somebody says, oh, let's go swimming, there's a pool in the hotel, you don't want to be the guy that doesn't have the trunks.
Yeah, that's always me.
I
can't swim too.
Stick in your briefs, man. But 30 days, it feels really long, and but we're obviously not as young as we used to be. But it's gonna be such a blessed tour.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I think we should try and get down to the Hammersmith show.
Please.
It's not sold out yet, is it? Please don't
tell me. I don't think London is, but it's selling very fast.
Can you imagine the perfume in the air? Like it's just gonna smell perfume.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen, we do shows now, and I'm not gonna go into it too much, but there are some people that forget themselves. There's some women coming and they're forgetting that they're not 18 anymore.
Yeah.
And they're trying to proposition like we're still young, and it's I'm sure you left your husband at home tonight. So people forget themselves, but hopefully it's just gonna be all blessed.
It's gonna be because you're starting in Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're a baptism of fire, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're getting straight.
But so there's something for everybody. You've got 5, 9-1-1,
yes,
Damage, A1. You know, it's all bases are covered.
Yeah,
right?
Five and Damage have to be my favourites.
Oh, nice!
Out of that lineup, you know. Obviously,
911's Body Shaking is a big tune.
I don't know. Did 911 have Northern Line?
No, there was a band called Northern Line.
There was a band called Northern Line, and they had a song called Northern Line.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Love on the Northern Line or something like that.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Preoccupied much? Were they from Old Street or something? Why were they so in love with the concept of
that time? You just pulled names out.
They were called 911, but they're obviously a British.
That was what I thought was weird. But
just pulled a name out of anywhere.
It's true.
You can go to get tickets. The Boys Are Back UK, Ticketmaster, all the usual places. Eventbrite. Go and buy those tickets.
Absolutely. Buy those tickets. Absolutely. The Boys Are Back tour, 5, Damage, A1, and 911. Yes, man. Thank you so much to Noel and Andre for joining us.
Real pleasure.
Speaking for legendary UK R&B group Damage.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to our other guests,
Killer Keller.
In fact, just Killer Keller today. But also, can't forget our guest co-host Dan Masaku.
Well done, everyone. Damage, where can we find you on social media?
At Official Damage on Instagram, at Official Damage on Twitter. And the same on Facebook. So it's all at
Are you doing individual
Damage.
Social media accounts, or are you all kind of?
No, we've got individuals as well, but I think if you go to the Official Damage ones, then you'll find out where we all are individually.
That's where the focus
and you'll see what
lies.
We're doing
absolutely,
in our lives.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to round off the show, wrap up the show with a Damage song.
Ah, lovely.
If you would do us the honour of.
It's Love to Love.
I just
want to have a totem, because this happens so many times, and they go, yes, what was the song?
all right, so this was our first hit. This is our first chart position hit. I think it went number 12.
Yeah. This is what put you on my radar via my sister, my big sister.
Oh, amazing. Written by the legendary Wayne Hector, who has gone on to have a phenomenal career as a songwriter. And this is Love to Love by Damage, man. Enjoy.
Of me, then came you when you said. set me free. So more than you know.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.